Hey everybody, this is Matt Burke and you're listening to the Wobcast.
All right, everyone, welcome back. It's another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, at Radio Row inside Mall of America for Super Bowl 52, joined, as always, by Chris Corso, the co-host and the producer. What's up, man?
What's up, Bobby? This is exciting. A little more packed than yesterday when we were here. A lot of big names coming around, so it's cool to be here.
I think the first 2 days of Radio Row are like preseason games, and Wednesday, and I'm guessing tomorrow, Thursday, are like regular season games of Radio Row.
Well, we know Thursday it's a regular season game for the Vikings out here because we have a bunch of our guys coming.
That's
right
we do.
Rick Spielman.
Mark Wilf.
Yep. Right. And Kevin Warren will be here too.
Okay, so, cool. So tons of stuff coming up yet here on Radio Row, Vikings related, and also NFL related, of course, including a conversation we had with Greg Cassell, which was really cool because we're like strutting around here trying to find someone to be the guest on the Wobcast today.
Yep.
And you would think it's an easy thing to do, Radio Row of Super Bowl week, except, oh, funny, the time we picked to record the Wobcast, Goodell's having his annual
presser.
Super Bowl presser.
Yep.
So like everyone's gone.
Yep.
But we found Greg Cassell and we had a chat with him. That was pretty cool, wasn't it?
That was really cool. He's been analyzing film for NFL Films for a really, really long time. So he picked out a couple plays in that Eagles game, which obviously we're still twisting our heads over trying to think what happened. And he had a lot of experience picking out some of these Eagles plays throughout the season. So it was good to hear what he had to say and analyze some of our guys. And he's a big fan of the Vikings for sure.
Yeah, so. He is. Yeah, he's a nice guy. We always talk to him at the Combine. But we got to talk to him Super Bowl week. That conversation coming up in a little bit. But first, let's talk about two things that we need to review, Chris. The Pro Bowl and the Senior Bowl. So we're not going to spend a ton of time talking about those things. That's in the rearview mirror, and we want to look forward. But the Vikings did shine at the Pro Bowl.
Vikings really did shine. It's like they were probably just waiting to get back on the field again after that Eagles game. Adam Thielen scored the first points of the game in his first ever Pro Bowl. He had an 8-yard touchdown pass from Saints quarterback Drew Brees in the first quarter. And Harrison Smith, he
big
probably
time.
Had, I think, the play of the game.
Yeah.
Maybe the play of Pro Bowl history, honestly. A 79-yard interception return for a touchdown in the second quarter. That was a big play. But the AFC did rally back and win the game 24-23. But Harrison Smith, according to ESPN Stats and Info, had the longest interception return for a touchdown in Pro Bowl history.
There you go.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, we get it. We wish we weren't playing in the Pro Bowl because we want to be playing in the Super Bowl, but that's not how it shook out. So given the fact that we had to be there, cool to see some Vikings steal the show a little bit in Orlando at the Pro Bowl. Let's listen to some reaction of the five Vikings that were in Orlando last weekend at the Pro Bowl.
First touchdown of the game, what was that play like for you both before the
Well, you know, I had a slant, so I knew that if you just gave me a chance, I could make a play. And obviously, Drew had been around in the league a long time and put a perfect ball on me, and the rest was pretty easy.
And then Harrison followed that up with his own touchdown. What was that like to see a teammate get?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. It almost felt like we had a little something from last week. We weren't ready to be done, but it was pretty awesome for him to get that, and especially just how good of a football player he is, and to see him make a play like that's pretty awesome. It's unbelievable. It's just you really just get spoiled out here, just with all the players, just you know, getting knowledge from them, just getting to know some of these guys that you play against every year, sometimes twice a year, and it's just such a blessing, and I'm so thankful for the opportunity.
What was it like? You know, another Pro Bowl for you. What was it like being out there with the guys?
I mean, it was a great experience. This year, I got a new coaches. We had the Saints. We had some Rams coaches. It was a great experience. Got to meet some new players. Lost again. Didn't like that part of it, but it was still a great experience.
You didn't take it easy. Show off your physicality early. Make your presence felt.
I mean, y'all know how I am, man. I run to the ball. I give max effort, and I made a play. I mean, what else do you want me to do?
What was it like seeing Harrison get that pick six?
Well, it was great. I mean, got to see him run with the ball. I mean, I know he's fast, so now everybody got a chance to see him today. He's pretty fast. He's a hell of a player.
Any other thoughts on the week being here?
I mean, it was a great week. My family came down and got a chance to enjoy this, and I'm just blessed and happy to be here.
That was quite an interception, and we stumbled a little bit on the way in, but you realized the crowd was behind you. You had to get in, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, I had to go back to my old running back days and keep my feet and get in the end zone. Yeah,
obviously, you have a teammate, Linval Joseph. Did he get the memo that you're not supposed to plaster some guy in the first quarter?
there's no medium for him. It's either, you know, he's not playing or he is playing, so it's all go when he gets between the white lines.
You and Adam got first touchdowns of the game. What's that feel like, you know, having success for the Vikings in this game?
It's cool to see your teammate, get a touchdown, get in the end zone. I was hoping to get Rudy in there too, Zay and Linval. So I guess we could have had a couple more.
What point did you realize on that pick that you had a chance to
take
it back?
Pretty early. The guys did a good job blocking for me. So, there's enough room to get there.
Also going on at the same time as the Pro Bowl, the Senior Bowl. Now, we did not send a crew to the Senior Bowl this year because we were too busy getting ready for the conference championship game and then reacting to the conference championship game. So we didn't go down to Mobile, but we kept our eye on it. And I had some content up on the site. What were some of your takeaways?
Yeah, we had our writer Craig Peters. He usually heads down there with one of our photographers. He's a big Mobile, Alabama guy, Craig. He loves going down there.
Yeah.
So he had some takeaways from the game, but I watched as well. One of the guys that a lot of the analysts have been picking out is University of Texas San Antonio pass rusher. Defensive end Marcus Davenport. He's a small school guy, but definitely one to keep an eye on as a pass rusher in the drafts. He's obviously a player that probably the top in his division in college and obviously not a big school, but then you put him out there with all the best players in the country and he shined like the rest of them. So
yeah,
that it's always cool to see a small school guy like that really shine in the Senior Bowl. But
yeah,
Wobby, what's like one player that really stuck out to you probably over this past weekend in the Senior Bowl?
I think Baker Mayfield. Maybe I'll take the low hanging fruit. I mean, I saw he won like practice player of the week, like the guy who's So that maybe was a little eye-catching to me to see him do that at that stage, because he could easily be a guy who just takes something like the Senior Bowl off, doesn't take it seriously. He's going to be taken in the first round, but
he
came there and worked hard, so I think that stood out to me. And I think the pass rusher you talked about from UTSA was a standout, you know, and I want to add depth to the defensive line, so maybe I went in with like a preconceived idea, I thought he was a standout.
Yep.
And look, I think there's lots of good players at the Senior Bowl, you know, every year. I mean, they do a great job of getting talented guys to go there and play. And it was fun to keep an eye on. We're going to go to the Combine and learn more about these guys later in February. And before you know it, the draft's going to be here. Mock Madness is going to be going. And we're going to be finding out who the Vikings, you know, who people are projecting the Vikings to take at pick number 30. So, once we can get this Super Bowl in the rearview mirror, I think we're really can start looking forward to the draft and free agency.
And that's going to be fun. I mean, you bring up a quarterback name like that. We've had a couple of people tell us here today that the Vikings could be in the market for drafting a quarterback at some point, maybe early, you never know. It'll be exciting moving forward looking at some of these draft guys. Senior Bowl is always a place where some of these guys stand out. I remember Cooper Kupp last year, a wide receiver out of the middle of nowhere, and then he ends up shining in the Senior Bowl. And look, I mean, he had a great rookie season for the Los Angeles Rams. So it was cool to see some of those guys compete this weekend. And, we're excited, looking forward for the draft.
Yeah. Last thing before we get to our conversation with Greg Cassell, Pat Shurmur takes the job in New York as head coach. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny for me because I have friends from home are big Giants fans. And, I was chatting with Michael Kay, who's the voice of the Yankees, which was cool to see him out here. He's got his own radio show. And he said, I think we got a good one in Coach Shurmur. And I told him, I said, yeah, man, he had such a, we all know, a spectacular year calling the offensive plays for the Vikings and obviously the success of Case Keenum this year. So the Giants are looking forward to bringing Coach Shurmur in, and obviously you still have Eli Manning there, but looks like they're going to draft a quarterback at some point in the draft, so that'll be a good project for him out there. But, yeah, we'll see who we name as our offensive coordinator going forward.
Yeah, that's going to be sort of the first domino to fall for the Vikings as they figure out and navigate the offseason and figure out what they want the offense to look like. They know Dalvin Cook's coming back, but who's going to be pulling the trigger at quarterback? And that's a good segue to our guest for today, Greg Cassell, who is good at analyzing every part about football because he's been doing it for a long time and he's got a lot of, you know, he's plugged into a lot of people in the league, but he really is good at quarterbacks. And, you know, the Vikings got a big quarterback situation to figure out. So we get Greg's thoughts on the Vikings quarterback situation and some other things in our conversation with him. So take a listen. All right. So some quarterback news happened in the NFL yesterday. And when I think about talking about quarterbacks, the person I want to talk to is Greg Cosell.
Wow.
And I found
that's Greg, a high bar now. I don't know.
I found Greg on Radio Row just as we're starting to record
was
the
I lost?
Lobcast. Yeah, you might have
found
been.
Me. Was I lost?
You were lost, and now you are found. Okay? So, I mean, I'm sure you've talked about this a million times so far today. The
Actually just got here.
Oh, you just got here.
Got here.
So what do you think? Alex Smith to the Redskins, Kirk Cousins, we don't know where. What'd you think when you heard that?
I was kind of surprised.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm in the minority, and I know people who are very reasonable, smart people, and probably smarter than I am, you know, see quarterbacks differently. I personally like Kirk Cousins better as a quarterback than Alex Smith for many reasons. I mean, I think, number one, I think he's a better quarterback. Number two, he's certainly a lot younger.
Okay,
but obviously, someone in the Redskins organization did not feel Kirk Cousins was the answer going forward, and therefore they traded for Alex Smith. And which really sets up a big payday for Kirk Cousins somewhere, and I'm sure that's being speculated right now. I don't have any inside information or the answer to that, but I think Kirk Cousins is a pretty quality NFL starting quarterback.
Yeah. Do you think this is the first kind of big news item?
The first domino that's going to fall?
In what will be a busy quarterback offseason, you think?
Well, there's a lot of teams that need quarterback, so to speak, or have quarterback fluid situations, including your Minnesota Vikings, who do not have a quarterback under contract as we speak, correct?
That's correct.
I'm available.
Okay. Well, we're going to keep your number.
Right.
You'll be in the circular
file. There's, I think, a lot of teams that, you know, are in a situation where they theoretically could be looking for a quarterback.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a team that fascinates me with their quarterback situation, despite what they did this year, is the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah. And why is that?
Because I really look, I know what I see on tape. I feel pretty comfortable after having been watching tape for 25 years and gotten to speak and know the people I've known in that time period. I have to believe that they know that Blake Bortles is not the answer going forward.
Right.
And they have a good football team, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, theoretically, they have a Super Bowl-type team. And they lack the quarterback.
I think that a lot of people, yourself included, would say, hey, this is a quarterback league, right? Then you can look at the conference championship games, though, and you see Nick Foles, and you see Case Keenum, and you see Blake Bortles. And no disrespect to those guys, but that is not a who's who list of quarterbacks.
No.
So should we caution people, hey, don't fall for the illusion. This is still a quarterback league.
Well, let's put it this way. It's ultimately percentages, is it not?
Yeah.
I mean, are there always years where something that's a little seemingly abnormal or seems to be an aberration happens? But I would doubt very much that in organizations and in meeting rooms and organizations, people are saying that quarterback position is not really as important as we thought.
Right.
Let's not really look to be really good at quarterback. We don't really need that.
Right.
I don't think that conversation is being had. Now, what I think you can do is if you don't feel you have that guy, that changes the way you go about structuring your team and building your team. But I don't think anybody says we don't really need quality quarterback play in order to be a contender.
You know, and if you get that guy, Greg, and it's Russell Wilson on a rookie deal, you can build your team a certain way.
Right.
But if you get that guy and it's Aaron Rodgers on a $150 million deal, now you got to build your team a different way.
Well, that is arguably a bigger issue than than wanting a quarterback, because now it comes down to what he does to your cap.
Yeah.
That becomes the issue. Yeah. So, so teams have to decide that. They have to decide when a quarterback comes up, and I'm trying to think of guys who are going to come up. I just got here from a long flight, and I'm basking in actually the beautiful weather here, which apparently will change dramatically tomorrow.
But, I mean, the weather changes here, Greg.
Yeah,
you know that.
It is winter in Minneapolis.
The weather changes.
I mean, if you were expecting 70 and sunny, you're not in the right place.
No, that's right. Although Radio Row, it's 70 and sunny.
Yeah, it is.
But when you step outside, it is not.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one thing about Radio Row here is if you're hungry, you're not lacking for any food choices.
Well, I mean, everyone's going to have something to complain about all the time.
Right.
Food at Radio Row at this Super Bowl will not be one of them.
No.
You got the Shake Shack right here. You've got a food court right over there. And if you don't like your options here, it's a two-minute walk to another food court. All right.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So you'll be busy on Radio Row. You can follow Greg.
I'll be here all day tomorrow, too. So okay. I'll be performing here all week.
I know that. Tip your waitresses on the way out. Yeah. At Greg Cosell, G-R-E-G. Cosell, C-O-S-E-L-L. Great follow on Twitter. I follow Greg on Twitter. We always catch up with Greg at the Combine, but we preempted the Combine this year, and we did it at Radio Row on the Super Bowl.
So you're not going
to
be at the Combine?
No, we are going.
I'll be there.
Okay, well, maybe we'll bother you there, too.
We can hook up again, as well.
The last thing I want to bug you about, and then you're done, and you can go, and, I mean, you know so many people here, and you can mingle. Kurt Warner just walked by. You're probably BFFs with him. But you're the executive producer of an awesome TV show.
Well, now I'm on that show.
And now you are on the show on ESPN. Tell us about that. I watch it every week.
It's been a fun year. I've really enjoyed it. It's a little different when it's the words are coming out of your mouth and it's your lips that are moving as opposed to when you're just producing it. Yeah. So I didn't think it was possible for me to work harder this year given the hours I put in. But like I said, when it's your lips that are moving, you kind of feel like you have to be even more buttoned up. So, but I really enjoyed it. We shoot the final matchup show Saturday here in Minneapolis.
Oh, cool.
On ESPN set, which I'm very happy to see is indoors.
Yep.
At the IDS Center.
That's right.
And it airs three times Sunday morning. So I'm kind of really looking forward to that. Yeah. It should be a lot of fun. We think we'll have a really good show. It's been a blast working with Louis Riddick, who's really smart, and Sal Pal I've known now forever, and he won't be on it this because he's does the Hall of Fame. Okay. But so we'll have Trey Wingo, who I've also known forever.
Yeah, well, it's a really fun show to watch, and we produce similar types of content, for Vikings.com,
right.
So it's fun to watch you guys do it because you're the best at it. So
I really appreciate that. Thanks.
All right, have a good week here, and we'll see you at the Combine.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Greg. All right, and finally, before we get to our official Super Bowl predictions, let's talk about the Vikings' 2018 schedule. Chris, we don't know when, but we know who, and we know where.
Yep, that's right. You you did your little look at the schedule on Vikings.com last week. Yep. So that's up there on Vikings.com, and Wobby kind of went through the games on the road as well as the games at home, and, man, this is a tough schedule.
Tough road schedule.
I'm
going
to say that. Yeah, I mean, looking at some of the teams that we're definitely playing, this is not in any particular order yet. We'll find that out later in the offseason. But after Chicago, Detroit, and Green Bay, the division games, you have on the road at Los Angeles.
Rams.
On the road at the New York Jets, okay. On the road at the New England Patriots, and on the road back in Philadelphia against the Eagles. So
we're going to have a road game against a Super Bowl champion, whoever it is.
That's right.
And then a road game against the Super Bowl losing team, whoever that is. Plus, we got to go out to L.A. We got the Packers.
And Seattle as well. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and we're at Seattle. Yeah, that's right.
At Seattle as well.
Home games, you got the division games. You got San Francisco, who's a little bit up and coming. Buffalo was a playoff team last year, and then the Saints. So, I mean, not an easy schedule, but that's what happens. When you win your division, you play a first-place schedule. That's why so many different teams make the playoffs every year.
That's right. I mean, look at it this year. The Eagles didn't make it last year. We didn't make it last year. A lot of these teams, Jacksonville didn't make it the year before.
Buffalo.
So Buffalo, there's so many teams that obviously benefit from these schedules, but I like our home field advantage either way, especially against some of these teams, looking at San Francisco, Buffalo, Miami, Arizona, some teams that obviously have young quarterbacks and aren't as developed compared to some of the teams we're playing on the road. But, I definitely see us taking care of some of those home games.
Hope so, All righty. Before we go, time to predict the Super Bowl. I'll go first. I think it's Brady and Belichick, and I'm rooting for them. I want them to win. I want their legend to grow, and I know that pains you to hear that, Chris, because growing up as a Jets supporter and fan, the Patriots were a thorn in your side. But no disrespect intended. I like the legend to grow because it's already a legend, And 30 years from now, when I'm telling someone about what it was like to watch the Patriots, it's a cooler story for me to say, yeah, they won 6 Super Bowls,
yep,
instead of saying, yeah, they won 5 and lost 3. It's a cooler story. It's a better legend to be 6-2. So I'm rooting for the Patriots. But I have a sneaking suspicion the Eagles are going to win the game.
Wow. I thought you were totally going Patriots there.
No, I have a sneaking suspicion the Eagles will win the game.
Wow.
And I like the way they're playing. I think they're hot. I think they have a great team, not just a great phase of the team. I know they won't play as well against the Patriots as they played against us, because that's the best they've played all season, and it's really hard to top that. But I think if they play 90% as well, I think they will be in the game at the end of the game. And I cannot believe I'm saying it, but I think the Eagles have a good chance to win this game.
What's your score prediction?
20-19, Eagles.
Wow, so it's going to be a close one.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to have to say the opposite.
All right. I hope you're right, man.
I know the Vikings fans are in for the Patriots, that's for sure, after what happened in Philadelphia last week. This is a lose-lose for me as a fan growing up in New York, as a Jets fan, and obviously now Vikings faithful to the max. It's really tough to root for either of these teams as a fan. But in my head, I think this is going to be the Patriots game. I really do. I think for some reason, the big game, they find out a way to win. And I just don't – Nick Foles played out of his mind last week, but I don't know if I trust him. So I see about a 27-20 Patriots victory.
All right.
And yeah, it pains me to say it either way, but yeah, I think the highlight of my night is going to be watching Justin Timberlake at halftime, because I'm a big fan of his.
Yeah,
that's who I'm a fan of on Sunday, so.
Yeah. Well, let's just get this game over with, man. I can't believe I'm saying that about the Super Bowl, but yeah, after the way we went down, I just want this game to be over with, and let's get 2018
Agreed.
Going. All right, that's going to do it for this week's editions of the Wobcast, 2 of them from Radio Row. What up, Maddie? Say hi to Vikings fans right here.
Hi, Vikings fans right here.
Say, hey, everyone, this is Matt Burke, and you're listening to the Wobcast.
Hey, everybody, this is Matt Burke, and you're listening to the Wobcast.
That's going to lead the show.
I love it. Thanks, Matt. That's what happens at Radio Row, right?
Yep.
There. That's cool stuff, man. That's it from Radio Row for us. We'll be back here working, bringing you guys content, video interviews, all that stuff. But that's it for Wobcast for the week. We'll be back next week with another edition of the Wobcast, recapping the Super Bowl, taking a look ahead to 2018. Thanks, Chrissy, for your work this week, man. Good job.
Of course. It's been fun, and let's see what happens on Sunday.
Yeah, it'll be fun. All right, on behalf of producer and co-host Chris Corso, I'm Wobby, signing off for now. Enjoy the Super Bowl, everyone, and talk to you next week.
Oh, yeah.